in fantasy football. She's a commissioner of the league. She runs the league. And we have managed somehow for her to remain on the air despite what was a shaky draft when it comes to running backs. And she has survived anyway. And she joins us now live on ESPN Central Texas. She was not available last week because she and a bunch of sorority girls, oh, my God, they were on their way to Lubbock to go watch Texas Tech hammer Oklahoma State, the Red Raiders winning and getting themselves back on track with their new head coach. Jennifer Smoke joins us. Now, first of all, you also didn't show up last week because you had just lost.
Dad, stop. No, I had a flight that caused me not to be able to be on the show. But, yes, I did lose last week to Casey. She had, her team was 0-4, and I lost to her. But I don't really want to talk about that. Let's talk about this week, though, Dad.
All right, well, we don't have to talk about Sunday or Monday either, but here's the thing. Jennifer has a team that somehow has been able to win.
Yes.
They started out poorly. She got drilled first game. She got drilled by Brittany Beater in week one because Brittany has amazing running backs. And then week two, she stunned the world. She beat Persia.
Mm-hmm.
And Persia last week scored like 300 points, but she beat Persia. And then she went to 1-1, won again.
Mm-hmm.
And then in week four, she was...
She lost to a winless team.
She lost to an 0-3 team.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be a chance maybe for her to maybe regroup. And then last week she plays a team, I don't know, it must have been a toss-up. I don't know what Vegas thought. But can you tell everybody exactly, and please, tell everybody exactly what happened, entering what the scores were, who you were playing, and what was going on Monday night.
Okay, so this last week I played Taylor, and whenever we ended when we went into the Monday night game, I was winning one. So we decided to do decimals in our league, and thank God because of what I'm about to say. But I was winning 103.3, and she her score was 103.1. So she had Baker left to play on Monday night. And I already knew that, like, I already knew, obviously, I was going to lose. And I wasn't even texting Dad. You were in the family chat about it. Nobody even really was asking me because I had already said Sunday that I was going to lose. So the game starts off, and Baker started off rocky, and he throws an interception. So that gets him negative two. He ends up throwing another interception. That's negative two. He gets a fumble, or he has a fumble. Another, I think that's another negative two. I think he ended up, so at this point, I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is happening to me again, because everything keeps coming down to these Monday night games. And it's not one of those things where it's just an obvious loss at the beginning or an obvious win. It keeps coming down to the very end of the game. So I'm waiting, and I'm like trying not to get excited, because all you have to do is make a couple of passes. That's it. And we go down. So Odell ends up fumbling the ball so that San Francisco gets it back. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? And then San Francisco, with five minutes and something left, Cleveland gets the ball back. And they pan the TV over to the sideline, and I realize he doesn't have his helmet on. And I'm like, no, something's weird. Like, is someone hurt? Is something going on? Is this real life? Like, I'm only winning by, at this point, she needs like a point, 1.2 points to beat me. And I just know if he goes in, he's going to do it. And he doesn't have his helmet on, and I'm like looking around. I'm asking Daniel. Daniel and I are looking at each other like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And then finally this other quarterback, I don't even know his name, comes in, and I realized that I was going to win the game. Or I was going to win that week. It was unbelievable. Who do you hear about that is losing or winning by 0.2 points and somebody has their quarterback left to play and they end up winning the week?
Paul,
it was just the best day of my life.
Have you ever heard of a quarterback having a negative number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happens?
It happens. It happens.
It really?
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a really, really bad game.
Yeah. I got questions for you. Do you not know the last names of players that you refer to? Are you on a first name basis with Odell and Baker?
Dad, it's just like, listen, I'm not a radio star, okay? This is just what comes to my head as I think of them, okay? I'm under pressure to get all this out.
All right.
Well, okay. So
you're 3-2.
Yeah. All right. So you're flying high off this win. Your guys clearly disappointed you 2 weeks ago, but we won't talk about that. So what's the matchup for this week?
Okay, so this week I'm playing Meredith, and Meredith does have a pretty solid team. She's been very consistent in her wins. She has a good team. So she has Aaron Rodgers. She's got Dalvin Cook.
Oh yeah.
She has Nick Chubb. Gosh, DeAndre Hopkins, Alshon Jeffrey, Everett Jones, who got 4 touchdowns last week. The Rams defense and Lutz.
Aaron Jones?
Yes, that's
okay.
Him.
And, okay. So this is yet another week where she's a big underdog because of her team.
Yeah, I would think you're a big underdog.
It's a one-man team. It's a one-man, one-person team with Patrick Mahomes.
And Patrick Mahomes.
You can say that, Dad, but really the projections show me only losing by 2 points. So I wouldn't say I'm a huge underdog, but this week is going to be tough.
So okay. What's your biggest roster question this week, your decision?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so I've about had it with Mixon. Okay, I can't even look at his name anymore because I can't tell if I'm mad at him, the team, the quarterback. I don't know, but it is the most frustrating team to watch. I feel bad for anybody that's a fan of that team because they are so frustrating to watch on offense. So he's gotten me over 10 points, but it's just not worth the stress. So right now I just want him on my bench because I can't go with him. Okay, Kerryon is up a bit against Green Bay. I've got him in because I feel like Green Bay, yes, they have a good defense, but I noticed that they're struggling a lot with the run game. And so I feel like Kerryon is bound to possibly have a good game against them. And he's been good for me. I have Phillip Lindsay. Now, Phillip Lindsay is one of those that, you know, can have his big weeks, but at the same time, it just depends how much they're going to put him into the game because they've also got Royce Freeman. So between them two, it's just hard. But I'm going to probably end up going with him this week. By the way, Dad, haven't you been asking me who Matt Breda is?
Did
you watch him Monday night?
Yeah, I did. I watched him run 80 yards and then realized you didn't start him.
Okay, that's still one. Okay, and then I don't know if I'm going to play him this week just because of the fact that, you know, the 49ers backfield is crowded and the fact that they have their fullback that just went down, so I don't know what their run game is going to be like, but I'm going to leave him on the bench for now. One of my problems this week is I really need Devontae to get healthy again because right now it's looking like he possibly might not play Monday. Mm. If Cousins... I guess Stefan and Thielen need to yell at Cousins every week because that's doing me good because Thielen had a great game last week, got me 34 points. So if they can have the connection they have last week, that would be good for me. I'm going to have to put in one of my Lockett. I got Lockett in, that's for sure. The one position I'm struggling with right now besides my running backs is my tight end. You know, I got all excited the other week about Greg Olsen when he got me over 20 points when I picked him up, and now the last 2 weeks he's done nothing. They're playing Tampa Bay again. When they played Tampa Bay last time, he got, I guess, four catches and over 100 yards, but that's when Cam was in. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I did pick up Henry from the Chargers. I don't know if he's playing yet this week, but he's an option. And then Cook finally did something last week, but he's just not doing enough for me to start him.
Paul, would you just go with Greg Olsen? I mean, just stick with him? Yeah, I think you
do. Yeah, I think I'm just going to stick with him. And then I've got San Francisco's defense this week. Now, they're playing the Rams, but I just don't know if it's worth it to drop somebody to pick up a different defense this week. But I don't know.
Their defense looked pretty good.
And they create some turnovers, and they're pretty good.
Is it true about Mahomes not playing this weekend, Jennifer? Okay.
And that's it. Okay, so I've had some girls. I was finally trying to get into talks with some girls about a trade because, you know, I have Russell Wilson as my backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And I am trying to strategize to use him to my advantage but all I want for him and all I'm going to accept for him is a good running back and a good tight end. And right now I'm just not, like, some of the offers I've gotten, I had somebody offer me Le'Veon Bell for him, but that was basically it, and then one of their backup quarterbacks, but that's just not enough for me to get rid of him because I'm nervous with the way Mahomes has been with that ankle. I just feel like the minute I get rid of Russell, something's going to happen to Mahomes, and I just can't risk it.
When is Mahomes' bye week?
It's not until – so the girl I'm playing this week, I'm pretty sure his bye week is the next time I play her, so it's not till way later in the season.
Okay.
I want to say like week 11, 12, 13, something like that.
So if he had an early bye, then you could use Russell Wilson, and then mm-hmm. like you don't really need Russell Wilson for the rest of the time, mm-hmm. and then you have a lot of leverage in that. So that's unfortunate.
So is Mare Bear – what's her record?
Meredith is – I believe we're both 3-2 now.
Oh, so this is very the tiebreaker down the stretch. Yeah.
This is a deciding fact. Yeah, she's 3-2. There's Natasha's team is the only team that is 4-1, and her only loss was to me. But that was the week that McCaffrey didn't do that great, and some other people, and I just won, you know. But
do you know
right
that,
now? Go ahead. Even.
Do you know that you wouldn't need to trade for a running back had you had drafted one? In that,
oh my God.
In that, Paul, am I right? She let like three running backs slip right by her in the second round.
Dad, I get it. But as we said before, more than likely I would have taken Saquon, and then look at where I would have been right now.
Yeah,
and,
no, you're right.
You know, the only one that I would have been happy with taking right now, honestly, the only one that's really been like something to brag about is McCaffrey.
All right, now, but Paul, let me ask you a question. And this Jennifer Smoke, she's 3-2. She had a miracle win on Monday night when a quarterback had negative points, Baker Mayfield against San Francisco. Brady went 80, so that probably won't do that. And then Mahomes had stats, but he didn't have a big game. No touchdown passes.
No,
that's
but
not going to happen often.
No. He's you play him no matter what.
No, I understand that, but you know, you got to get into his.
But
grill
Brady, I would put Brady in. Brady is a guy I would
because he can give you the long run. He's got that little shift.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a bit of a timeshare with Tevin Coleman, but I still would play Brady. He's playing.
But so was Freeman.
I know, but the thing is with Brady is that he has. And by the way, is it Brady? Like I hear it pronounced two different ways, but who cares? The thing about Brady though is he really hasn't done anything though all year until last week, and now you know we're getting excited about him. Dad didn't even know his name like the whole week until last week.
He really still doesn't.
I'm still sure I don't think I do, but. No. But Lindsey's also isn't Lindsey kind of up and down, or is he consistent?
Yeah, he's up and down. But
and carry
he's
on
up and
John,
down, but he gets the ball a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I would put Brady in over Joe Mixon right now, though.
Oh no, Mixon's out, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm done with him for a while. I cannot with that team any longer.
You must.
But I've got carry on because in that flex position, the two running backs I have are carry on and Lindsey, and then in the flex position is just another one of my receivers.
Yeah.
So carry on Lindsey. Well, no, because I might be taking out Davante Adams, so then I could possibly put Breda in that flex position and put Thielen as my receiver.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know. There's a lot to think about. And also, that's another reason why I lost 2 weeks ago is because Mahomes didn't throw one touchdown pass. And then last week he only had one touchdown, but this just means that he's ready for a big game. He's playing Houston. That's I just see that being a shootout.
Yeah.
You know what we need to add to this segment? We need listeners to text us in
questions
and see if Jennifer can help them with their roster.
With their roster, we'll
because
start that next
she's
week.
Clearly no, she's clearly done the work here.
No, she has. It's amazing. She's all right. That's what we'll start next Thursday when you're here. On the air at 5:30, we'll start having people ask you about position battles and decisions they should make with their team. Okay?
Oh gosh, but nobody can get mad at me if I make them lose.
No, well, I mean they're not going to expect much. Believe me. I mean it's just.
I have high hopes, Jennifer. High hopes.
Paul, you've always been a great fan of mine. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you know how to spell decimal?
Decimal, D-E-C-I-M-A-L.
Okay, I was curious, man. God, she just pounded me on that one.
Dad, you forget that in fifth grade, I was picked in my class to be in the spelling bee, but I gave it to somebody else because we kept tying, and I was ready to go home, so I just let the other person have it.
that's such a
Jennifer
thing.
That's not like true champions like Michael Jordan. Like Michael Jordan would accept
it.
He would have gutted it out. Like, we're going to spell until this kid passes out.
God. All right. Congratulations on the miracle win. Good luck this week against Mare Bear. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, Jen.
Okay. Love you. Bye. That's